Guide Dogs in the Media, Star News. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. Media Highlights. Guide Dogs in the Media. We've released our first immersive reading book, The Gruffalo, complete with a sniff kit containing the smells of the characters, making bedtime stories inclusive and fun for the whole family and raising awareness of our children and young people's services. We launched the kit on BBC Breakfast, with coverage then spreading for more than a dozen local BBC radio stations to the World Service. The Sunday Express, Sky News, Daily Star and Sunday Mirror also featured the kit. Included here is a photograph of a dad reading The Gruffalo to his young daughter and son while they smell the sniff kit. In April, ITV's evening news programme covered how former guide dog puppy in training, Mason, had a new temporary job helping nurses at the Royal Bolton Hospital in Lancashire. Mason provided emotional support while he was waiting to be placed with a child with sight loss as a buddy dog. The piece featured on the ITV News website, and the story was also covered by Manchester Evening News online. Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador Mason sitting in a garden with a nurse. BBC Two's Great British Menu helped us celebrate our 90th anniversary, as the theme of this year's series was British innovation and invention. Competing chef Dan McGeorge took inspiration for his dessert course dish from our founders, Muriel Crook and Rosamund Bond, as he's from Liverpool, where UK guide dog training began. The show featured an interview with Northwest Operations Manager Sally McCoy about our history. Dan won his regional heat, and then his dish, titled Give a Dog a Bone, was chosen by judges for the dessert course at the show's finale banquet. At the end of the feast, guests then voted him champion of champions. Included here is a photograph of Dan's dog bone-shaped dessert on a plate, presented on a wooden board with flash burnt onto the board. Sean Healy and guide dog Uri took part in Off the Leash, a regular feature on BBC One's Morning Live, in which dog walkers meet outdoors to discuss the issues of the day. Filming took place at Hayley Park in Cardiff, where Sean turned the debate to the difficulties of social distancing with sight loss. Included here is a photograph of Sean Healy and yellow Labrador guide dog Uri in her garden.
Star News. Celebrity support. Joanna's new friend is so flash. We kicked off our 90th anniversary celebrations by launching our wonderful Flash animation. Flash is an adorable guide dog pup named after one of the first four guide dogs back in 1931. The three-minute film tells the story of Flash and her puppy raiser Annie, following them on their first year together. Gavin and Stacey star Joanna Page voiced a special audio version of the story, created specifically for people with sight loss. She even got a chance to meet the real-life Flash. Joanna said, "It was such a pleasure to meet the adorable Flash. Her name carries so much history for guide dogs in its 90th year, and I'm delighted to help tell the story of Flash and other life-changing dogs like her. Of course, Flash's incredible journey wouldn't be possible without guide dogs' amazing volunteers. I was so pleased to be the voice of Flash in the audio story, which means everyone can enjoy this wonderful tale." To enjoy the animation, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/Flash. Included here are two photographs. The first is of actor Joanna Page and guide dog puppy Flash sitting on some grass. The second is of the animated version of Flash. John Barnes reimagines his legendary rap. England football legend John Barnes reimagined his iconic rap from the 1990 FIFA World Cup song World in Motion to encourage people to take part in our Walk Your Socks Off challenge in May. John said, "It was my absolute pleasure to record a very special version of my rap from World in Motion, especially for Guide Dog's Walk Your Socks Off challenge, 31 years after its original release, for the 1990 FIFA World Cup. Walk Your Socks Off is something that anyone can do, by themselves or teaming up with others." You can still listen to John's Walk Your Socks Off rap at www.tinyurl.com/ WYSO Wrap. Included here is a photograph of John Barnes holding a brightly coloured, multi-patterned sock. You're all the kippers knickers. Celebrity chef Ainsley Harriet and Countdown's lexicographer Susie Dent recorded wonderful messages of thanks for our virtual volunteer awards event in March. Susie thought it might be fun to give us some alternative names for the award categories, some words from the historical dictionary that, to her, still pack a punch. She ended by telling everyone they were the Kipper's Knickers, which dates back to 1920s America and indicates something excellent, admirable, or first rate. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Ainsley Harriet sitting on the floor of his home with his yellow pet Labrador Bobby on a sofa behind him and the dog's paws resting on his shoulders. The second is of Susie Dent standing in a garden. Jess's Silver Linings. Jess Impiazzi released her autobiography, Silver Linings, in January, with a chapter on why she became a guide dog's ambassador and her mum's guide dog journey.